Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you for listening. And let's just get right to it. This show, Reality Spirituality, is about everyday life, everyday moments, everyday challenges, real life stuff, and how to navigate, how to flow through this life without resisting, how to flow through this life with accepting every moment and with open arms. Now, what happens when you're really challenged? What happens when life throws you a fastball right between the eyes? Mm-hmm, exactly. Like what I'm experiencing right now. Well, quite frankly, ever since I claimed that I'm a happiness specialist, the universe has, says, oh, really? Prove it. That's really what they're saying to me. You're a happiness specialist. You claim that happiness is your number one priority, is your number one commitment, is your number one intention and agenda. Well, prove it. And dear audience, that's what's going on. But let me just share a couple of really quick things before I do. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. I invite you to call in with your questions. Also, this is also Ask Rebecca Anything. You can call in area code 646-564-9619 and speak with me live, area code 646-564-9619. I teach classes. It's almost in January. It'll be 2 years that I teach classes. The importance of happiness, and one of the many things that comes up with people, including myself, is how can you remain happy? How do you remain centered and committed and peace in with this internal peace when life really hits you with a bam? I mean, B A M. Bam is spelled B-A-M? Yeah, bam! You know what I'm talking about, the blind side to the side of the head. Well, I want to share with you a real-life story that's going on with me, and it is a health challenge. Now, if you've listened to the show, you know I'm very open. I am an open book, so let me continue with that. And again, life is not going to stop for you or for me. Things are not going to that's what it is. Life is a continual cycle of events and circumstances, ongoing, never ending. It ends as soon as you breathe your last breath. In 1992, in August of this year, to be exact, it was August the 20th, I was having really, really, really bad stomach pains. Now, listen, after birthing a baby, after having a child, I remember thinking to myself at that time, I said, they've got to invent another word other than pain. Having a baby, pain doesn't even do the justice what you feel. And so I consider myself someone that is pain tolerant. I can handle a lot. But when it gets to a point where there's no relief from ginger ale, from going to the bathroom, going to the bathroom, there's no relief, and it just gets worse. And then I started vomiting. So I'm vomiting, I'm having stomach pain. I drive my butt to the ER. And this, like again, I said, this is in August. They wanted to do a few tests, but I don't know about you. Going to the ER is so, it's just so, you know, you sometimes you get somebody that's concerned, sometimes you don't. I wasn't feeling it, so I said, I don't want a CAT scan. No, I don't want an intravenous CAT scan. No, thank you. So the doctor, the ER doctor, gave me, again, I'm saying this is August. Now, what are we? We're October, right? So this has been ongoing since August. Gave me, I guess, antacids and some other things. But I got temporary relief. But then I found that I couldn't, certain foods I couldn't eat, I would have a reaction. Now, at the beginning of the year, I don't know if you've listened to the show since then, but at the beginning of the year, I was, I went and told that certain foods you have to stay away from. Dairy. So I haven't been eating any dairy since the beginning of the year. And stay away from fried foods. Well, sometimes I cheat, sorry. And what else? Oh, alcohol. That really killed me too. But so I've been following this diet of really watching more of what I eat. But what is happening and what started happening is there were certain foods that I couldn't eat, so then I'm limiting my diet even more, and I found what agrees with me. You know what agrees with me or what agreed with me? Rice pudding or rice porridge, which is just mushy rice cakes. In other words, diet food that is very, very, very bland. Red meat, no. Little bit of chicken, no. But so because I'm on this limited diet for the last 2 months, I began to lose a lot of weight. At least that's what I thought. It was because of the diet. And at first, geez, losing 5 pounds, 10 pounds. You know us girls. Oops. It's my show. You know us girls. Hey, 10 out of 10 pounds. Oh, good. Thank you, universe. I didn't have to do anything to get it. I'm just losing weight without even trying. Thank you, universe. That was about a month ago. And then what happened? And then. I'm starting to lose more weight, and I'm also losing my appetite. I don't have an appetite, and I'm losing weight. So now this thought is, and plus there's certain things, again, I used to eat anything I wanted, anything and everything. I did not discriminate. I was not discriminating on food, and my what I love to do to treat myself, to celebrate. I'm sorry, all you organic people, but Taco Bell was my treat of choice. So I've had a life of enjoying food. I even got to a point where I said, okay, if I can't have certain foods for the rest of my life, if I can't go to Taco Bell and order a Mexican pizza for the rest of my life, all right, universe, I can live with that. But now it's even more detailed. So here we are. It's October 9th. I'm down to, 2 weeks ago I said, you know what? Something has to give. Oh, and I've been getting treatments at the acupuncturist, and, it could be, what could it be? Well, it could be an ulcer. I remember years and years and years ago, something happened. I might have had an ulcer, could be an ulcer, and even more. You know, happiness specialist, yeah, I Googled symptoms and results and what possibly could this issue be. So I came up with two. Two conclusions, two diagnoses, two possible what could this be in my stomach. I mean, I've got this already in my head. And that is ulcer or stomach cancer. Yes, you heard me. And I'm thinking, this is a couple weeks ago. I believe I said something on my show last week. So I'm thinking about this. And the more I think about it, the more I say, okay, What if? I know I'm in the future, but I'm what if? I mean, what? What I know because of what I've practiced. And the only reason I practiced is because this internal peace is so important to me. And what I've been practicing for years and years and years and years is to trust. Is to trust and surrender. In fact, one of my codes on my computer is trust. Trust, and the other code is trust and surrender. So it's always in my mind to trust and surrender, trust and surrender, trust and surrender, trust and let go. And I've had a lot, tons of examples of now you have to trust and let go. Now, with the possibility, and when I said that in my head and I thought about it and I said the C word and I said cancer, could be cancer, stomach cancer. In the beginning, when I first thought about it, I was torn. I was torn between not how to feel, but now here's another challenge. And quite frankly, there's so many people that I've known that have had some sort of cancer. My ex-husband, who we're really good friends now, he had a cancer on his kidney, size of a volleyball, cut, and that was taken out years ago. A very, very close friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine, breast cancer. That was years ago, and she's doing fine. So I know a lot of people that have gone through it, I mean personally. So I said to myself, you know, okay, would I prefer? I guess not, but whatever the universe brings me is what I'm supposed to experience, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how, quote-unquote, the judgment or the difficulty is. I use that word difficulty with quotes. Regardless of that, the universe is going to bring me exactly what I need in every moment. And quite frankly, audience, if I'm up here claiming for the last, 5 years that I'm a happiness specialist, well, I better know how to get through this, right? And this is how. Now, I'm not going to pretend and say that I didn't start crying, and I never said why me, universe, never. But what I did say is, I'm tired. I'm just tired. Tired of all of the tests, of all of the life tests. If you listen to the show, you know I got hit by a car in February. No, I wasn't in a car. I was actually walking and got hit. So if you listen to the show, you know that. You've listened to the show, you know that. What else? I mean, there's this, what happened? Oh, I got to wear orthotics now. When I'm sleeping, I actually have to put myself in a brace, because when I wake up, if I don't, my foot is a little, it's like holding the tendons together in place. And then when you get, and then because I'm trying to strengthen the muscle or whatever. Anyway, yeah, I have to wear a brace while I'm sleeping. So it's just, I'm tired, universe. I'm tired. You know, give me a break. Can't I have a longer stretch of things that are happening that I like, that I would welcome? And the answer is always, it's not my plan. It's the plan of the universe. And I ask all of you out there, raise your hand if you're in the moment right now and you look back and you would, everything that you experienced and everything that happened to you and all of your feelings and everything that went through, would you, if it was you designing it, would you have designed it that way? Would you have designed your life the way that it is unfolding? Or would you have made, you know, a couple of tweaks? Yeah, I'll tweak this. And, yeah, one of my tweaks would be, Where's my show on OWN? I mean, you know, that's a tweak. That's a tweak right there. Where's my national global radio show? You know, that would be a tweak for me. I mean, excuse me, I'm just saying. I can travel and talk about this importance of happiness. I can have up my own TV. I can do that. I mean, I see everybody else has a TV show. Where's mine? Oh, that's right. I do have a really small cable show in Monrovia, which will start up again. But anyway, I digress. So back to the question. And let me throw in another example, because this is my ultimate point, that it's not my plan. It's not your plan. And the biggest example, the one that in the last couple of weeks, because I've been doing a lot of feeling and thinking about this and getting messages from the universe about this. And there was one man in history that everybody knows the story, and it is about the story, and it is about the lesson. There was one man that was put on this planet, and his destiny was to be crucified. His destiny was to be crucified, tortured, humiliated, shamed. And what the hell did he do? What did he do? He just wanted to share how to connect, you know, with the universe, with you know, how to live as an example of the universe in human form. Basically, that's it. In human form, how to. I don't know, but being a Jesus was in that garden of Gethsemane, and he was saying, hey, excuse me, Father, excuse me, God, excuse me, Heavenly Father, excuse me, but you know what? I prefer not to go through this. I prefer something else, please. If you don't mind, take this cup away from me. I don't want to taste this poison. Oh, that's from Jesus Christ Superstar. But anyway, it's still the same thing. And this is it. It's not my plan. Since it's not my plan, and I've totally accepted that without any question, then what am I to do? What am I here to do when faced with this? I have options, choices. Very few. And the only thing I have choices over are things that I can control, which is I can control my level of trust. I can control my level of acceptance. I can control my level of, okay, what my perspective, what am I going to learn from this? How am I going to grow from this? And let me tell you already. So let me get back to the story. Okay, so that was last week. I'm going and I'm thinking, okay, this something is up. So I find I make an appointment to go to a gastrometist. You know, I can't gastrologist, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. The person that does the stomach issues. The people that do the colonoscopies, okay? Those professionals. Anywho, so on Friday, which was just 2 days ago, I went for my appointment. Now, I've lost a lot of weight. And during the summer, I was probably, you know, I'm always a little overweight anyway. I was probably 145, around there, because I don't get on the scale ever. And so Friday, yep, just this last Friday, I'm going to the doctor. I got to find out what's going on, right? I mean, I get on the scale, and I'm 113 pounds. Oh, wait, 113.8, because you just stand on the scale and it's digital now. And trust me, I took everything out of my pockets, all of it. 113.8. Now, I haven't been 113 pounds since high school. That's what, 40 years ago, 50 years ago? No, not 50 years ago, 40 years ago. I haven't been 113 pounds since high school. And I have, of course, I've noticed it. I mean, my clothes have been falling off of me. I basically, I'm a walking skeleton. And people have noticed, people have said things. I know, but the bottom line is, what is going on? And the doctor scheduled, he says, we've got to schedule all these tests. So first one is a colonoscopy and then an endoscopy. So I'm going to have that done tomorrow. At first, when the they were going to schedule me in 3 weeks. I said, no, I can't wait 3 weeks. I need to have the results ASAP. So I'm actually going to a hospital to get this colonoscopy, endoscopy tomorrow. So, which means today it's all liquids. No food, all liquids. So I had what I could have yesterday, which was chicken and a little bit of apple pie with no sugar. But anyway, I digress. Still not knowing, still not having any idea what it could be, what is the reason. There's something going on. There's something up. Whether it's, who knows what it is. But getting back to the state of mind, because happiness, internal peace, trusting is a state of mind, is a state of being. It's a way of living. And I got to a point where, and I told the same story in my happiness class on Thursday. And a few of my students actually had questions for me because they have their own health challenges and health issues. And so I shared with them how I'm navigating through this. Again, I'm not coming out that, oh God, I'm just, oh cancer, let's go skipping, let's start singing, I might have cancer. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I have no fear. And I have no preference. No preference. Because whatever the universe has been giving me to deal with, to cope with, to manage through, to navigate through, to get through, whatever the universe has been giving me is exactly what I need. I know it because I can feel different. I can feel the difference. I can feel the energy shift. I know if I was in this situation 5 years ago, I would be worried and what's going on and maybe not being able to sleep and just frantic. But because I've been practicing trusting, and because I have evidence that everything that I've gone through in my life has a purpose, a greater purpose that I could even imagine, that I could even comprehend, a greater purpose, including a possible diagnosis of cancer. Now, I don't say that with a just tongue-in-cheek. I'm saying it with passion because I would never think that I got to a point in my life where I can even accept a diagnosis of cancer. Acceptance of all of it, of everything that life brings. And let me tell you what has happened so far, even before I've had the test. So I, you know, let's go back to mommy stories. And I just talked to my mom, and she's I let her in on a couple of things, and she's having her health challenges, and I let her in on a couple of things, and I let her in on this one. And if you've listened to the show, you know that another one of my challenges, again, my challenges, is how to create peace with my mother. Because quite frankly, my mom and I, we're are different energies, different energy types. And if she pushes buttons, it's my responsibility because they're my buttons. So it's the universe gave this woman to me so I can work through what I need to work through. She's perfect the way she is. I need to work through it. See, it's never the other person. It's always that mirror. It's always that person in the mirror that needs to do the work. It's not them. It's always you. That really sucks. That's one of the things that, God, universe, come on now. Anywho, keeps everything simple. So I shared this with my mother, and she, you know, there is a type of a mother and a type of a father that I would have preferred my parents be. You know, they're both who they are, but I would have preferred my mother to be a little bit more protecting. I would have put my mother to be a little bit more encouraging, a little bit more, wow, you're wonderful, you're smart. And the same thing with my father. You know, most of my life, I heard criticisms. You're not doing it enough. It's not good enough. You know, you got a B. Why isn't it an A? It was very, very critical, very do more. There's nothing. It was always focusing on what's wrong, not only with you, but with the world. And so I adopted that same mind frame with myself. So it's really taken a lot of years to get to a point where I'm not critical of self anymore. I'm not critical the criticizing self. So I'm saying all this to say that my mother, just like my father, I don't remember hearing any compliments coming or any words of encouragement, or you're great, or you're wonderful, or you're, you know, you can do anything, you know, all of that. I don't remember hearing any of that until the later years of my parents' life. I mean, my father was mentally not there, but he would praise me and great, you're smart. And now my mother is doing the same thing. And I don't know why at this moment or why in this time, but for some reason she just let go and shared how much she thought of me and how I can get through anything and how strong I am and just this encouraged. She turned into this encouraging woman yesterday. I was talking to her yesterday that I've been wanting and longing for all of my life. See, these people, when I say these people love, but they show their love differently, or they're capable of showing their love differently, different than the way I show it. And the way I show it is the way I show it, but I can't compare me with how, in other words, I wanted my mother and father to be like the parent I would want, the parent I was, the parent, you know, my son thinks he can, I mean, if it was me, I tell him he could do anything. But am I making myself clear? Does this even sound? My point is this. There's already been a shift in the relationship with my mother. I can feel it just by me sharing with her what I'm going through right now. Just by that point, she actually left a message for me that just broke me up and made me cry and thank the universe for putting me through this challenge just so I could experience that. And, you know, when you get a little bit older, these older people sometimes get a little bit afraid and kind of go inward and stay in the house more and don't go out more. And that's really where she is right now. And now she's sharing with me more of her why and her fears. In other words, she's opening up. The relationship's already shifted just because of what I'm going through. And you never know why things are happening. But what I do know is that everything that happens and everything that the universe throws at me, I'm supposed to experience. I'm supposed to not know if I have stomach cancer or not. I'm supposed to experience it. It's all a gift, all of it. And the only reason why I can say that, and the only reason why I can share this, is because of what I've been practicing, which is, number one, it's not my plan. I've already proven it. I've already proven it. I have no control over what happens. Number two, to trust. When you're worried, it just means a lack of trust. And let me tell you something. When I get whatever diagnosis I get tomorrow, whatever diagnosis it is, I'm promising you this. I'm going to know that the universe wants me. Let me just back up. There's an actress that's going through. I don't remember. I think it's Shannon. Anyway, she's going through chemo right now, and she's posting her dance routines, her chemo. She's posting all of it, but more than that, it's her attitude and her openness and her just sharing it without this doom and gloom and which listen, I'm not saying doom and gloom is not to feel that, but there's choices for everything. And there's ways to accept everything that happens, death, health, money, relationships. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all an illusion anyway. The purpose is to grow and expand and to learn and share. Grow, expand, learn, and share. Accept. Oh, I forgot. Accept, grow, learn, and share. Trusting that the universe, trusting that all of it, raise your hand if you would accept all of it. You really don't have a choice. I mean, you could either accept it or you resist it, but whatever's happening is still happening. And so your choice is, how are you going to feel about it? Worried, scared? No, I don't have any fear. I don't have any fear, because what's there to fear? What? It's just going through it. Just going through it. And finally, you all know I have a son. I haven't shared this with Nathan because I don't know anything. What am I going to do? Call somebody and say, oh, I'm having tests tomorrow. Hey, stand by. No, I'll, if there's anything coming up, if there's anything definitive, of course. But that's another thing, sharing news I'm getting off on a tangent. Why do I do that? The bottom line is, happiness specialist will find out tomorrow why I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 2 months and really what's going on. But I'll tell you this, my dear audience, I'll tell you this, because I want to, I mean, that's That's my purpose, to wear this, this necklace, if you will, of how to go through all of it, how to talk, and how to feel all of it. Do I have ups? Do I have downs? In the beginning, I was like, really, universe? Really? I'm tired. That's one thing I did say. I said, I'm tired. And then the universe said to me, well, what do you want to do, Rebecca? You want to give up? I said, nope. I'm not that tired. No. Practicing, trusting, surrendering, letting go, and knowing that everything that happens is for my betterment, for my growth. Knowing that, I will be able to accept any diagnosis I get tomorrow. Doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care anymore. I don't care what the universe brings me. What I do care about is what kind of example am I to my son? Because my son, 30 years old, 31 years old, he's going to be having challenges maybe when I'm here, maybe when I'm not here. But he's watching me. That's another motivation. Not only do I have a whole audience watching me, claiming I'm happy and now what, but I have also a child. Okay, he's not a child, but also a son. And so that's what life is, not who we are when the sun is shining. It's not about that. It's about who are you when life serves you something that you would not prefer to experience, which you would not prefer to go through. Remember I said preference are always subtract from your happiness. So it's about no preference, whatever the, quote, future moments. I don't have a preference. I don't care how it looks. I don't care what it is. My commitment has not changed, and it will never change. Internal peace is number one, goal number one. That's it. How to. And I'll tell you this. The acceptance of this, because I've had other issues, the acceptance of this came easier and came quicker and came with a lot more, I'm just like, okay, kind of skipping through it. Sounds crazy, but that's what happens when you claim you're a happiness specialist and now you got to prove it. Woo! Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. And, oh, next week I will have my diagnosis live on the air. Who knows what's going to happen? Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And I just want to remind you, audience, who are you? You are a physical extension of the universe. Whatever happens, doesn't matter what it is. You have a choice. You have a choice over your perception. You have a choice over your vibration. You have a choice over actually how you want to feel. Everything, every moment is an opportunity to either connect with the universe, to grow, to accept, or not. It's very simple. Walk it, talk it, walking it gets easier the more you walk it. It gets easier the more you walk it. I have never, ever thought that I would be able to say, okay, this cancer, bring it on. I'm cool. I'm cool with cancer. Thank you. Oh, by the way, thank you, universe. Thank you for that gift. Because whatever it is, I know it's for my benefit. I know it's for my betterment. You are the same, my dear audience. You're always growing. You're always changing. You're always learning. You're always sharing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I'll tell you all about what happened next week. To be continued. Does she or doesn't she? Only the universe knows.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Oh, love, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real good.
Get
spiritual.
That's what I'm about to say.
Time to get.